The leaders of small Pacific Island countries say Australia's continuing support of coal as a source of energy and export revenue is causing resentment in the region. The concerns have been raised as leaders gather in Samoa for the annual Pacific Islands Forum. Pacific Affairs reporter Liam Fox is in the capital, Apia.
Bare-chested, traditionally tattooed Samoan men gave a warm welcome at the opening of this year's Pacific Islands Forum. But behind closed doors, Australia, the forum's largest and wealthiest member, can expect some blunt talk on the subject of climate change.
Australia is moving and supporting actions that are creating the cause of the possible demise of my people. I don't understand.
Eneli Sopoanga is the Prime Minister of Tuvalu. Tuvalu and other small Pacific nations are among the world's most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change. Islanders see it as a threat to their very survival. So, when they hear news out of Australia about the approval of the massive Adani coal mine and of support among some Conservative MPs for a new coal-fired power station, it hurts.
It creates some sort of distrust amongst us whether we should trust on this commitment to regional cooperation or there could be some sort of hidden agenda going on.
The federal government provides tens of millions of dollars to help Pacific nations address the challenges posed by climate change. As co-chair of the Green Climate Fund, Australia has helped to funnel millions more into the region. Mr. Sopoanga is grateful for Australia's help, but says it's undermined by its continued support of coal as a source of energy and export revenue.
There is resentment, strong resentment and strong disapproval of these double standards. And it's as if we are children, to be misled and say, okay, you have this piece of cake, you don't talk about these things. We are not, and Tuvalu is not.
The Prime Minister of Cook Islands, Henry Puna, is more diplomatic, but he shares the concerns about Australia's continued support of coal.
You know, I respect Australia's position and priorities, but then, you know, we all know that using coal for energy is one of the biggest polluters in the world. And we're not just talking about climate change for the benefit of the Pacific Islands. Goodness sake, you know, it's for all of us. It's for the whole world. And we would expect these big countries like Australia to do the right thing.
The Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, is in Apia ahead of the arrival of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull later in the week. In response to the concerns of Pacific leaders, she highlights Australia's commitment to cut its carbon emissions under the Paris Agreement.
Australia will meet its commitment and will meet those commitments within our own framework. And we're also encouraging and supportive of other countries in our region to help them get their national plans up and running to meet their commitments.
Climate change is just one of many issues Mr. Turnbull will discuss when he arrives for the leaders' retreat on Friday. Also on the agenda is a proposal for a new regional security agreement to allow collective responses to events like natural disasters. This is Liam Fox in Apia reporting for PM.